Are the skunks worse at different times of the year?
Well, I ain't never noticed that. But I never smell any around my face, but I've been smelling them often this week. I smelled one day before yesterday. Smelled one when? Tuesday.
In the night?
No, I smell them in the morning. And I get up and go to the kitchen door. That's when I smell them. But up in the day, they can't be gone.
Sometimes we smell them in the night.
Yeah. They wake you up. Well, it's so thick around. It ain't so thick around my place now. Especially since Lloyd trapped it.
Oh, you've got that cleaned up back there.
Yes. Lord's field, ain't nothing done to my yard.
Are they going to make a little garden?
Who?
Doris and Buddy.
I don't know what they're going to do. She says she is if she can get her place tracted. She ain't got her part tracted yet. But maybe if she get hers tracted, I'll get my little bit tracted back there. I'm tracted, if they tracted, clean up to my wash place.
Then what you gonna do?
Me? Well, I ain't gonna do nothing much but it'll be clean.
If you had a tomato plant and some, I wish somebody'd grow some greens, turnip greens.
So, the children ain't gonna have the garden this time?
I don't think so. They're busy.
Morning.
Everybody here?
Yeah.
I hear something about gardening.
She says she needs somebody to plant some greens.
I do too. If I wasn't so no count. My trouble, I just no count. You see, my rib's back in shape now. It ain't hurting. So I don't have that excuse. Okay, we need all this fire.
No, I don't either. Well, I thought Miss Daisy'd put us in a garden.
I would, but Miss Daisy ain't even working enough. I like the garden, as I tell the Josh again. I said, if I could work back y'all, I'd sure work me up a garden. She had a garden last year, but don't look like she's going to have one this year. She had a nice garden next year. With old green peas and collard wheat. Some collards out of her garden, which she planted last year, last Sunday.
Yeah. You see, all Miss Daisy needs, she could have a garden if she had a little help.
That's right. I don't have no help at all.
If she just had a little help, you see, she could do it.
Well, I don't know how to do a garden, but see, you could tell us what to do.
You ain't got time to fool it, no problem.
We just quit some of this foolishness.
That's right. Ain't got time.
Just quit it. Just take time.
See, I have plenty of time, but I ain't got no help and I ain't got enough strength to do it myself. You know, it's kind of rough out there. It don't look like it, but it's kind of rough out there. And they tracked it, you see. They don't tract it like Mr. McCree used to tract it. They just stir up the ground, loosen up the lots of roots and leave it there. I think Bunny does their tracting.
Yeah.
Or his boy. It's not so good to me.
But Burnett don't do it himself.
Well, I think he ain't get a chance, you know, if he get a the bus in time, he'll come where the children see it. If they ain't finished or if they ain't gone, he come. Out there and he helped like that.
Yeah. Well, well, you know, let me tell you, Miss Daisy, if it's, if it gets to be a problem, the way you gotta wonder who's gonna do what, it's just not worth doing, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Just worrisome.
It is.
Now you see, all we used to need was just a mule and a plow and a harrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a mule for $100 and a plow for $15 and a harrow for $10, it wasn't in trouble to have a garden.
You had your tools if you just know how to use them.
Yeah.
But I bet you can't do it now.
No, it gets so that it's more trouble than it's just more distraction. It's just like cutting, getting your wood in.
Yeah.
Time you get it in, you feel more like cussing than you do setting by it.
Well, I don't. When I get it in, I feel happy and rested. Well, now if the rain comes, I can make me a fire.
You got a fire this morning?
Mm-mm, I ain't made a fire this morning.
Not even this, not no. Even, none at all?
No, I ain't made no fire this morning. Well, I was thinking I had to come over here a few minutes, so it wasn't cold enough to leave fire there to keep the house warm till I get back. By the time I get back, the sun will be done warm. So I saved that wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Just save it. Save it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had your garden all pulverized and worked out, then it wouldn't be so hard to keep up, would it?
No. I think that's the biggest job in anything, getting ready. You got to go somewhere if you can find what you want to use to take with you. Well, just, it's all right. But I got to look here and look over there and find something, pick up this, and I don't want that. Well, now, to go to work in your garden, you somebody be say, well, I'll fix it up for you. All right? You get it fixed up, you got just as much to do as he did, pulling up them stub on them roots and things where it left there. Of course, it's weeds will grow up there, but it's some big weeds grows down there, and they have the root. You got to move all that stuff. I often think Mr. Johnny Reeds. Did you know him?
Let me see. Seems like I ought to know him.
Look like you. You know, he worked for the Richardsons a long time. And when he would tractor that field up there where I would live, he tracted mine too. I didn't have no trouble about it when he was there. But when he left, well, that's where my trouble come in. Because he would cut it, he'd cut that ground till you could take your hole and do anything you wanted. But them that come behind him, they just cut to the line. And think about my. They had mules and plows. Well, Ben, he go get him a mule and plow. He could turn it, take a hair and drag it. Oh, he could take your hoe and do what you want to do. But them days is past.
But Johnny Reeves done it with a tractor.
With a tractor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he done it with a tractor. And when he get through, you could do anything you wanted.
Yeah. How big a place did you have?
How big a place did I have? Well, I had place enough to have me a garden, hog pen, chicken yard.
Well, I mean, he's already out there.
Yeah.
And he had that big old tractor.
That's right.
It didn't take him any time.
It didn't take him long.
Take care of you.
No, it didn't take him long. He was just, when he come up next to me, well, then he would just go right on around the corner there and practice mine. He held a sign for his mind to go.
That night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that's been a long time, hasn't
it? That's been a long, long time ago. He was living then over there where Taylor lived.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's where Taylor lived over there.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't in Taylor's house. He wasn't in the house, Taylor.
Oh.
They had a house further back down there. House of his own.
Oh, I see.
I think they said it used to be his daddy's house. But anyway, that's where he was. He had a big house back there.
He gone?
Come up to Johnny Reed.
His house?
Yeah.
His house is gone?
Yeah, his house gone now. But he was out in a long time before it went. You know, his house got burned up back then. Cold. It wasn't his then. It belonged to the Richardsons. The Richardsons had got it. And Taylor's daddy was living in it. There wasn't nobody in it. but Peter was dead. And his sister lived in it a while, but she moved off and left my boy there, but the old man. So the house caught a fire one night and burnt the old man up.
Oh.
When he was in there. Ooh, that was sad. You know, the sad part about it, all them right there, and none of them knowed it time enough to get him out.
Yeah.
Now, Taylor said when he come in from church that night, he said he heard the dogs kept a barking and barking. He didn't take no attention. Well, the rest of them did the same thing till it was too late. Well, I often wonder why did they think to look down there to see what the dogs was at after the house was falling in. If they'd have went and the bus heard the dog bark, they might have could have opened. The house went up into ashes and burnt him up. Then he went round there. Taylor come up to the house and told Ben what was happening. And he said this, "I think the old man is in there. If he is, he's burnt up." Talk to myself, I said, "I don't know what you want with me. Was this disturbing him? For if you think he's burnt up." I didn't say nothing to him. I just told myself that. I didn't see that Ben couldn't help none. You want folks when they can help you.
Not that is long in the night.
In the night, yes, it was in the night. Well, I guess it was about 1 o'clock when Taylor come up to my house. Might have been later, but he hadn't just come home. He'd been home for some time, he said. He had been home for over an hour, maybe two. But he didn't pay no attention to the dog bark. Well, if you got a dog and he bark, you ought to go see about him. Because you know his something. May not be nothing much, but you could go see what he wants. If I had a dog, that's what I had him for. Bark and let me know what's going on out there. Now I'll come out and help you. It didn't get too late, didn't get too dark, it didn't get too rainy for my boy to go see about his dog. If he heard his dog barking, and if he knowed it was his dog, and he knowed his dog's voice, he'd get up out of his bed and go to him.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Get up out of his bed and go to his dog.
He figured the dog was speaking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these dogs here, these folks' dogs would come here, they'd bark. Oh, nobody go see them.
Well, they're not speaking to them. They're just barking, but they're...
And that's for sure. They just barking.
Yeah.
Office dogs, they get at them cats around there sometimes, it's safe. And the cat going up the tree and the dog going hunting something to eat. Auntie's stubborn, he don't go to him. And he don't have to feed him. James feeds him with the scraps from the kitchen over there.
Once a day.
Once a day. But they wait for it just like they home. But the funniest thing about it, they go down to Arthur's house. You see, when Arthur was in Georgia, but it would feed them down there. If he come round that way, he'd feed them when he come along. But if they wasn't there, he'd bring the scraps on up in, throw them out to the chickens and the dogs the next morning. So they got where they'd go down to their house and stay a while. And then, if nothing don't happen, they come on back to Buddy's house and go to bed. They're going to stay there till in the morning. Buddy get up in the morning, he just this beautiful to feed them. I don't see Arthur much now. I seen him yesterday morning, I believe, out there in the yard. I went to the store, and he was hopping. He had a stick walking on. So I asked Buddy, I said, well, how come off of hopping? He said, he wrenched his ankle and his hip. I said, that's too bad. I didn't ask him what he would do to me. Nothing. I just asked him why he was hopping. I know one thing, he sure is getting thin.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought it may like he's going back up there and stay with his aunt. Of course, when he told us that soon as he left me and Bessie decided on, he won't stay there. He won't stay with Hattie. And he knowed it when he said so.
She can take care of herself.
Huh?
She can take care of herself.
That's right. And Dudu, she don't know why she stayed with her. I can't blame her for not wanting to be bothered with Arthur.
I seen Arthur. I was going up the lane there. I just turned in there, and Arthur was coming out of that little place where the trailer is,
mm-hmm.
And he had his foot tub with a little water in it. So I figured he'd just gone over there to borrow a little water.
Yeah. Over there where the man was digging the well. That
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't see him. I seen him yesterday morning there in his yard for the first time, and I don't know him.
You know, I got this tractor over here, and I told James he could use my tractor to break up anything he wants over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did.
Now, he come over here one time to borrow my tractor to mow a ball field to play ball. And I told him I couldn't afford that. Because if they broke it, then I'd have to fix it.
That's the truth.
With all them ball players, that's still the way it was. But I also told him that if he got any little traction over that do, he could have my traction to fix it with. If he'd do the work and not just put some of these in the first fella on it to come along. Well, I guess I was pretty safe.
No.
Because he ain't going to get on it himself.
No. I ain't never seen him on there.
Yeah. Well, one of his boys, you see, would be, they could handle it.
I ain't never seen that one of his boys on a tractor. I see him up on Bunnett's tractor talking with the Bunnett's boy or something up here on the driver. I never seen him.
Now, I was just thinking last time after you was talking about they was having to dig them old stumps out of the ground down there. Well, you see, with a tractor and a chain on it, wouldn't have been much trouble. Just pull them out. Pull them wherever you wanted them.
And there's lots to be done there yet, and not so much if someone would get there to move all that old trash where but it hauled it and bunk the wood off of some of it, but all that old tin and all that old other stuff is there to be moved. Right now, I told Doc the other day he ought to be made the tote halfway back where he brought it. He go out there to that old dump. You bring things there, ain't a bit of good, but you bring them there. Anything. That's how so much of that stuff got piled up there. Old stuff he would go out there to the dump and get and bring home. I told Arthur that day, I said, now since y'all trying to clean up, I said, what else you made the tote, half of that stuff back. I don't know where he got it from.
I've done the same thing. Just picked up stuff that looks like it was some account. But you never did use it.
Nothing to it.
Just laid around and in the way.
Miss Daisy's been spelling skunks too, guy.
Oh yes, we've had a right fresh odor every now and then over here. I don't know what excites them.
Those skunks that we've been smelling.
I don't know what excites them and makes them put out that fresh odor. There's nothing, no dogs or nothing over here.
But you've been smelling them this week.
What?
You've been smelling the skunks this week.
I smelled them 2 days this week. I ain't smelling this morning.
Oh, down at your house?
Yeah.
You mean they come over there where all them dogs is?
They come over there. I tell you, the dogs ain't no kind. Ain't no good. I know it was 2 mornings. It was either yesterday morning and the day before yesterday morning. Ooh, it was so strong.
Yeah. Makes you feel like you're out in the woods.
But I never smelt none this morning.
Yeah.
I don't like to smell them. Give me a headache. Time I get the scent.
Yes, David, was Taylor anything like his daddy?
So was he anything like his daddy? Well, I think he was a little like his dad. You know, his dad was old, and I know him.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was old. His dad, Jerry Taylor, a good while. But then his daughter come, and he stayed with her till she got tired and she moved. She moved to Fort Myers. She left him there, but you see, Taylor was right there to see after him, look after him every day. So, the thing, Taylor's wife was to just wash his clothes and keep him clean. Well, she didn't do that. She'd wash sometimes. And she just finally quit washing for him. Told him to put his clothes in the lawn. Well, so far as he's cooking, that's what they were afraid of. He's going to burn himself up trying to cook, because he didn't want nobody to cook for him. He was contrary as he needed to be, and I think that's where Taylor got lots of his on for. He was just as contrary as he was black. And he sure was a black man.
Well, look at that beautiful fella there, Miss Daisy. Is he a beauty?
Now, what's his name?
He's that old thrush. Thrasher. He's a big one.
Big one.
Now, he's sitting on that suet just working on it, isn't he?
He eating it, too.
He eating it. Yeah.
And I went to Taylor's funeral Monday.
Oh, was it Monday?
Yeah, 1 o'clock. And we was up there till I reckon around 4. So we got home. But I never was so wore out. You know, I just don't like funerals. When they have them so long, they wears me out. Oh, here's a moderator, you see. This one had to have something. That one had to have something. Yeah, that was for the man got ready to preach his funeral. As I tell him, I reckon he was ready, but he just didn't have a chance. Now, he didn't preach so long. Actually, he didn't preach so long.
Was that your preacher?
No, sir. That was the... He wasn't the moderator. I don't know what to call it. But he was over the state, the whole state. This man that preached Taylor's funeral. Mm-hmm. He's a good preacher. He could tell them things they should do before he got around to tell. He talked to them preachers was there. Tell them about their fault and their neglecting and how they tried to be and they weren't in what they said Taylor was. He asked him, said, why didn't you tell him when he was living? Why didn't you go to his face and tell him he was a liar? Why didn't you go to his face and tell him he was rogue? Yes, and now he's dead. Now you can't tell him. Send to look around among y'all, they'll find that same thing. Liars and rogues. Just plenty of you out there preaching, saying you ain't got no more religion, nothing. So you just read and you learn how to preach and you just went out preaching. So Taylor might have done that too. Don't you think Taylor could read so well if he practiced what he could, do what he could.
So he lit into the preachers.
Oh, he did. He laid them too. I was so glad of it. I didn't know what in the world to do. They couldn't do nothing. Sit there and look at one another. First one, then the other. So after the film was over, come on, I asked Doss, I said, well, Doss, who was that old big man? She said, Mama, that's the head of the state. He got a name, but I can't think what they called him. She said, he is the head of the state. He's over the moderator and all the preachers in the whole state. I said, well, he sure talked to him like it was his children.
Yeah.
So I asked her last night, I said, well, where do he live? She said, I don't know. She said, once upon a time, he lived in Miami. And I heard somebody say he had left Miami and gone to Jacksonville, so I don't know where he is. I said, but he's around somewhere where they can get him if they need him. I said, some of them don't want him. Oh, they don't hear what he say.
So they had the big man for Taylor.
Oh, the big man.
Yeah.
The biggest they had. Man owed the whole state attend his funeral.
Well, you see, Taylor was an important man, Miss Stacy.
Mm-hmm. That's what they think.
He's an important man.
Yeah, that's what they think. An important name, moderator. But he got where he wasn't able to take care of it, so they got another important man,
yeah.
Tillman, two of a kind. Tillman ain't no better than Taylor, and Taylor wasn't half as good as he should have been.
Well, I don't know about Tillman.
No, you don't know about him. He live in Gainesville. He don't hardly come out this way.
He's a city fella.
Mm-hmm. And he takes trips like Lakeland, Jacksonville, and Miami, and places like that. That's where he goes. He don't fool around much at home.
Yeah. Well, now this Methodist fella, this presiding elder, Bessie knows him. He comes over here all the time.
Does he come here? Oh, he comes here every 3 months, though.
Yeah. I think he comes often than that.
I think so, too, and she do, too.
Yeah.
I know one day the boy come for the elder's claim, and Bessie said, well, good gracious of life. I thought he was just here the other Sunday. Said he's coming mighty regular. The boy tried to tell her, well, it was time, so and so and so and so. She said, ain't time, but I'll pay.
Well, now, that man's important, Miss Stacy, but he comes around.
Talking about the elder?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he comes. I think he come every time he need to come, and sometimes he don't.
Yes, he comes, and when he comes, he preaches.
Oh, he preaches.
Oh, he does preach.
Yes, sir.
He's one of the.
One of them big ones.
He's a good one.
Yes, sir.
I've heard him several times.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard him.
Hmm.
"3 hours is a long time, Miss Stacy, to sit at a funeral."
"It is."
"And somebody talking all the time."
"Talking all the time, and you just sitting on a hard bench." "Oh, and it was some folks there."
"Oh, really?"
"Oh, Miss Ma, that old big church was full. It was all outdoors."
"Oh, really?"
"Well, you know, they had a pretty big family." He had one daughter. She never did come while he was sick. And I don't know whether she went to the funeral or not. I didn't see her. Of course, Hebum was there. I didn't see her. If I see them, I didn't know them."
"Yeah."
"'Cause it was mixed up among so many other folks. I don't know if I see him."
"Now let's see. Willie was there. You saw her."
"Willie? That's his daughter."
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh yes, I saw her. And I seen Eunice. And I seen Gracie. You see, Grace is his granddaughter."
"Oh, yes."
"And she was Terry's granddaughter. I've seen her. And her husband. I see my nephew's wife and their children. You see, my nephew's wife. Taylor is her aunt. That's her mama's sister. So they were there.
Oh, yeah.
They were from Fort Myers. All of them.
And that little brat, I guess he was there.
Who? Talking about the grandson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
All dressed up.
Yeah, he was there. But he didn't go to school yesterday. And I'm just wondering why. He didn't go to school yesterday. I understand why I didn't go Monday, but I don't see no reason for him not going yesterday.
Well, I guess all the relatives were still there, the family.
Some of them left Sunday night. Some left Sunday evening. I'm talking about Monday. Some left Monday evening. Some went straight from the funeral on home.
Yeah.
Back to their home. Of course, I talked to one girl, Willie Lee Benjamin. And I asked her, when were they going back? She said, we going straight back. I said, you still in Miami? She said, no. I don't live in Miami. I said, Della lives there. And she got to go back so she can get back to Miami to her job. I said, well, where you live? She said, I live in Fort Myers. Now, so I guess about all of them home now. All just got to go. I know Gracie had to go back to St. Augustine. Of course, she teach school out there.
Well, I wanted to go to that funeral. I wanted to go to that funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That was my bad time up there at the campus. I hadn't been up there.
I thought mostly the funerals were on Sunday.
Mm. You know, they don't. Now, that's what they killed me. I don't know. They don't have funerals in town or something. They just have a day through the week.
Oh, is that right?
The preachers think to quit their wages. They show them their money. So they won't have them.
Well, I guess it would.
Well, they charge you what they want to tend the funeral for you. If you like, tend it for 10, they'll tend it for 10. If you like 20, they'll do it for 20. So, I still tell. I said, well, I don't see where it hurts y'all. From the hair marks on. I said, you're going to get their salary. I said, you're going to charge them what you want to. I said, you ought to be satisfied with that.
That's right. Faye?
Yeah.
Faye said you all was celebrating over there at Doris's last night when she come over there.
Last night?
Yeah.
Everybody was there.
Well, I think most of them was there.
Everybody was there and feeling merry.
Yeah, we was feeling all right.
Who was it had that report card waving it around, Faye?
It must have been Doris.
Yes.
She just got it yesterday. Oh, and she was a proud child. I'm glad, too. She ain't just up there fooling around. Her card shows she working.
Yeah. Now, Bessie always figured Carolyn had plenty of sense.
Oh, yeah.
But she
you
never
see,
used.
That's what Bessie figured her and Carolyn both. Plenty of sense. I said, well, I'm glad you think so.
But she never used it much.
That's right.
Over there.
That's what I tell you. She said, Carol's got plenty of sense. She just understood that, so they don't need a hand. You don't need nothing you can't use.
Faye said James was just as proud as the rest of them.
Oh, he's happy. You know, somehow he's happy. He went to the funeral. To our surprise.
Oh, did he?
He did. I think him and Clyde Gill come together.
Well, now, Miss Daisy, who was that young girl with the baby there when I was last night?
And that was one of Mary Cole's daughters.
That's not...
In Liza's house.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
That's a cute baby.
Ain't a cute baby.
Well, you know who lives in Liza's house now.
Oh, yeah, I know who lived there now.
Yes, I came back and told Guy even Sammy was there.
Oh, yes, for a change, and he stayed there all night.
He stayed home, didn't get out of it.
Stayed home. After he kept David home, and he come back and he stayed home.
Yeah.
He was still home when I left. Of course, he had never got up.
Yeah.
He didn't have to work today.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And you see, his mom got her car. When he has a day off, she had the car all day.
What's Sis Taylor going to do, Mr.
I don't know, sir. You know, I've been thinking about that. Sis Taylor's such a coward. I don't know whether some of the children are going to take her or not. Or whether somebody's going to stay with her. I don't know. I know what I would do. I'd stay home. I wouldn't go to none of them's house. There's my house right there, and there's Willie right there. She shouldn't be lonesome. And there's that boy, and he comes from school. He's there till time to go back to school. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do with Lou.
Well, she got a good place there.
Yes.
She won't improve anywhere she goes, hardly would she.
No, she won't. No, she won't. And thing about it, in a short time, she would be sorry she left her house and went to somebody else's. But if she stayed in her house, she'd be happy.
Yeah.
She's boss there.
Yeah.
She do what she want in there.
Yeah.
But you can't do it in other folks' house.
Yeah.
And go, I won't stay with none of them. No, let them stay with me. I'll stay by myself. Lay down when I get ready and get up when I please. Do what I want to do. And nobody just comes in and tell me, don't you do so and so. If you're in somebody else's house, somebody's going to tell you something.
Oh, yes.
You be drawed up a heap of days when you ought to be stressed out straight.
Yeah.
Not me.
Miss Davis. Now you see, Taylor is lucky in one way. He never had to go to the hospital very long.
No, he didn't have to go long.
And he never had to go to one of them homes.
No, they weren't gonna let him go there. And the doctor stopped talking that, and they stopped figuring to bring him to his own home. He'd got to where he couldn't talk, but he had always talked to. He didn't want to go in no home.
Yeah.
He had a home. He wanted to die out of his own home. He don't want to die. Well, that's just what he did. He got very weak here. Last week, and the doctor said somewhere putting him in a home, that they couldn't kill him, they couldn't do nothing with him, he's just going to continue from bad to worse, and put him in a home where he could be taken care of. And say, you and his told doctor David, no, sir, he ain't going to no home. I'll take care of him. Oh no, well ain't you working? He said, I am working so that I can quit and take care of my dad.
Yeah.
So between her and Willie and them coming in, well it could be a bunch of them there about every weekend. They kept him home.
Yeah, now that fella that you was telling about over there at Kirkwood, you see, that fella over there at Kirkwood, you know, that lived out there in that trailer, and it caught a fire.
Yeah, burned him up.
Yeah.
In a home.
Yeah. I don't think they get too much attention in these homes.
No, I don't either. Is I tell them I don't want to put me in there. Don't put me in no home. Let me stay in my home.
They just put him out there by himself?
Yeah. They said he was as far from her as from my house to Liza's house. In a trio.
Yeah.
Well, somebody need to go where. She'll have to pay for that. She'll have to stop the government paying her to take care of him. See, he was on welfare. I said, what difference do it make? I said, ain't gonna do nothing to her. I said, we wouldn't help him, whatever they done to her. He done burn up now and dead.
Not much attention they get. Why do you want to go in a home? You don't, if you if you went to a home and you got some attention, that would be different.
Be different. But I reckon some of them maybe takes good care of them, but all I can hear, oh, they're neglected. They don't get.
Well, you don't see your friends.
That's right.
You don't want to go off and just leave all your friends.
And then, where there's so many to be looked after, if somebody ain't going to be seen.
Oh, yeah. Say, I wish we could just stay at home and put in the garden this afternoon. It looks so pretty out there.
Wouldn't that be nice? Let me see if Mother wants to visit.
Yeah, that's right. You got my little.
Good this morning.
You're up here again for a little talk this morning?
Yeah.
A little visit?
Just a little visit.
Yeah.
As I told Miss Miles last night, I said, well, I don't know whether I can get over there or not. I'm looking for a man in the morning. And I said, yes.
Looking for a man.
Looking for a man. Oh, I'm looking for him to come to see about something.
Your own business, then.
Yes, ma'am.
So he wasn't coming just to visit him yet.
That's right.
Just on business.
Well,
we do have a little business sometime, don't we?
Yes, we have a little business sometime.
Yeah.
And
have to tend to some business, and you're the only one to look after it now. You have to do it.
Right. I have to do it.
Yeah.
So he hadn't come. And she come. I said, well, I'll go stay a little while, and then I have to come back.
Yeah.
Are you feeling good this morning?
Well, pretty good. I kind of a little sore. I got out there with a hoe yesterday, and I kind of cutting some grass down off of my walk. I walked down there on, and I kind of jarred myself up a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Not used to it, you know.
Ain't used to hoe.
Well, no, I don't know whenever I had a hoe in my hand and kind of cut in the grass or anything. So I've been kind of lazy. But I just decided I wanted to get out and kind of do a little something.
That's right.
I would wish I'd
like to.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have some more rain, they say, this evening. Said we're going to have some showers and turn cold again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quite settled for spring yet, are we?
No.
We think we've got the signs, don't we, that it is spring.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't come true sometimes.
That's
we have
right.
to have a little cold spell.
Right.
Up at in my neighborhood where I live, we used to say we had the blackberry winter and the locust winter and the dogwood winter and all kind of things. Did you ever hear those kind of what they say when a cold spell would come, kind of?
No.
In the spring?
Never did hear that.
You never did?
No.
Well, we used to, when we'd have a little warm weather, you know, and all in the spring, like, then it would turn cold, a cold spell, and we'd say, oh, this is a dogwood winter. The dogwoods are beginning to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Or the blackberries beginning to bloom.
Turn cold?
And turn cold. We have a little cold spell for a few days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And always close to Easter, we'd have a cold spell. Maybe you would heard of those kind of things. And you haven't. Well, you just say when it's turning cold, it's just turned cold.
That's right.
So I don't know what kind of spells these are that's coming, because the dogwood's already blooming.
That's right.
And I don't know what else. The locusts, I don't know whether they've bloomed yet or not. I don't know what blooms down here. Of course, things bloom a little different times, you know, in different places where
that's
you
right.
live.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, Faye was telling me what good reports you had about Carolyn.
Yes, a nice report.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
Nothing but A's and B's.
Oh, A's and B's, yeah. So that means that she's kind of studying then. She's not fooling her.
She's at work.
And she's at work, Yes, sir. She's well satisfied up there, I guess,
yes,
then.
Yeah. She's with a brother.
She's with a brother,
And they love him and he loves her.
So.
I'm glad in a way that he wanted to take her up there.
Well, did he have some girls or he didn't have any maybe?
He got two girls and a boy.
Two girls and a boy. Are they any of them close to Carolyn's age?
No.
Not close.
Oh, his.
Oh, a little one.
Little children.
Oh, are they?
Little.
And Carolyn.
But one thing about him makes them mine.
Oh, yes.
And Carolyn go mine.
Carolyn kind of was petted down here. I don't expect she's petted up there.
Not so much.
With little children.
She's just treated right up there. She's not petted as nobody to wait on her hand and feet.
Yeah.
Up there. You know that means much.
Yeah.
Benjamin, he's going to see that she do something. She do what she can. He do what he can for her, and she do what she can for herself.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah, we ought to learn to kind of work and do things for ourselves and get the most out of living that we can, don't we?
That's right.
Living here in this world. Yes,
folks that got children and don't learn them how to do nothing.
Yeah.
They just do everything. They just beat on them hand and feet. Well, I wonder what is they going to do. When they get away from the parents.
Yeah, what are they?
I wonder what do the parents think raising them up like that.
Yeah, that's right. You don't seem to teach them anything.
No,
just teach them. Just let them go. Well, maybe it's the best for her to be up there, though. Looks like
it is.
Kind of.